This will be a thrill for me because I'm about to deliver a sermon I've never read. I told Bambi I would do my best Bambi, but I could never, like, really capture Bambi's essence. So feel free to close your eyes and picture their, like, stunning hair and take no prisoners expression. When the email was sent around asking those of us who are preaching this season what day we wanted to preach and on which topic, I thought I had the most clever answer. The topic, staring into the unknown. It struck a chord with me. So mysterious, so nebulous, so unknown. And the date, well, I chose today because it is my birthday. An auspicious birthday to a certain breed of geekdom that I had thought played into what I hoped to preach about. The unknown in front of you. While a different text was chosen, I will tell you I turn 42 today. So if you are the right kind of geek or nerd, you get that joke and probably can surmise a good portion of what I might have had to say. If you don't get the joke, hit me up later and I'll explain. I could also explain. I'm that kind of nerd. As we all know, though, it wasn't the text used. Try as I might to have argued that in the Unitarian Universalist faith, we can derive scripture from anywhere, a common joke among my UU cohorts. A common joke among my UU cohorts at seminary was which of us would choose a brand slogan like, just do it, or feeling hungry, or where's the beef, to be our scripture for a sermon. But also in UU fashion, I really didn't put up that much of a fight. Because we can find scriptural meaning anywhere, even in biblical scripture. Shocking, I know. So upon talking about staring into the unknown with Liz, this text came up and it hit me like a weight to my chest. This text is not one I was taught as a child. The only Jeremiah I knew growing up was a bullfrog, and he was a very good friend of mine. But the words of this Jeremiah, they actually strike a chord that makes me reflect upon my past more than it does my future. It sticks with me because I know this feeling that is expressed here. I can feel the fear and the uncertainty of Jeremiah upon receiving a calling put on his mouth and feeling unfit for the call. The weight of knowledge that you know is needed, but you also know people are not all ready to hear and accept. While it may be a little premature as October 6th is coming out day, I want to share part of my coming out story with you all. I came out in college, I kissed a girl, and I liked it. Case closed, simple story. The thing about it, though, is while the skies did part and I felt like I saw the world in color for the first time, like Dorothy introducing us to Technicolor, it placed a calling on my soul. Not to be a fabulous queer, which I am killing at. But you see, one of the things that had kept me from fully accepting myself was the fear that I had been taught towards homosexuality by the church. It was a sin. One that could lose you everything. It was a sign of being made imperfect. To be gay is to be an abomination against God. But in my coming to the realization of my own queerness, I also came to truly accept that I was a creature created by God. And if that was the case, then there was no way I could have been made imperfect or impure. God does not make mistakes. We may not always understand the whys of everything that exists, but if it does exist, it's not a mistake. Not even the platypus. This knowledge told me that God loved me. Not for what I could be or how I might honor them, but by purely existing. That the concept of love was the real message to this thing we call life. That God is love. Now, being a member of this community, you might be thinking, no duh, Bambi, God is love, we all know that. But back in the 2000s, this was not the message that had been taught, or at least it wasn't practiced within mainstream Christianity as a whole. It was in that realization that I felt a calling come through to me, that I needed to share this message. I needed to tell people that they were loved, that God loved them. No matter who they were, or how they lived, or what they believed, not only are they loved, but they are love. But I was scared. I had a stutter. I was young. I was just starting to figure out my own authentic self. Who was I to be someone for anyone to listen to about anything? What grounds did I have to stand on to even make such a proclamation as God is love? I found myself staring into the unknown. I can't imagine why this text struck a chord with me. I wish that I had someone there to tell me the words that were said to Jeremiah, because I was so scared of that unknown that I talked myself out of embracing my calling for far too long, in my opinion. It was actually only when I had someone see that calling within me and ask me if it was there that I finally followed it. I was told I was a voice people needed to hear, that I had a message worth sharing. Since then, I have heard that multiple times over, and it still takes me by surprise every time. I can only imagine how it felt for Jeremiah to have people actually listen to what he had to say, especially when he questioned conventions, especially when he questioned the calling himself. St. Lydia's is also like Jeremiah, I think, as we stare into the unknown in front of us. We have been given a mission by God to share the message of radical, inclusive love, to share in the care and growth of our fellow creatures, to share a meal with neighbors. And the feeling of being untethered without guidance can be scary. But I will say it, because just as I needed to hear it, we all do sometimes. What we are doing is needed. We are needed. We are what makes St. Lydia's. Now, if you'll allow me to jump ship for a sec and throw a mariner-themed metaphor at you. Often we hear a ship is only as good as its captain, and often many think that means you have to have a good-ass captain to make a ship work. Yet, as the child of a 2-star admiral, I can tell you that is not how it was taught in my family. I was taught at a young age that what that saying meant was, if you have a captain who is good enough, the ship can run without them. The crew will know their roles and will take the lead to get the ship where it needs to go. If St. Lydia's is that ship, I have full faith in the crew we have. Those here to go into the unknown, captainless until the right one is called. We have been trained for this, and we know where we are going, even if we are staring into the unknown before us. We all have callings that have been placed on our hearts and in our mouths. We all sometimes struggle with what they mean or how we can live them out. Let me be the one to tell you, you are needed to follow that call, to share your knowledge and gifts, to learn and grow. When I chose this topic, I came at the unknown as a scary place. The unknown is a scary place, but it is also one that is full of possibilities. What we choose to do with those possibilities is up to us. We can create the world we want when we speak our truths, and like Jeremiah, I am going to keep on doing just that. Thank you.